listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. This is an absolutely fantastic program that we want to talk about this afternoon. I've heard a little bit about it. And before I introduce the person, I must say that the people we're going to be talking about are mainly people who are putting their hands in their pockets all the time. They are volunteers. Not only are they volunteers, it's worse than volunteering. It costs them a lot of money. But the program we talk about is Angel Flight. Now, I presume some of you heard about it or bit about it. But I've got Marjorie Pargani, and she's the CEO of Angel Flight. Welcome, Marjorie.
Welcome, and thanks very much.
Marjorie, tell us a bit about Angel Flight.
Yeah, sure. Look, we have pilots and drivers, 3,500 pilots and about 4,500 drivers right across Australia who donate their airplanes, their time, their skills, their cars, to the cause of bringing rural people in from remote communities or bush communities into the cities for their medical treatment. Now, this is not an emergency service. It's regular, non-emergency medical treatment, such as your fortnightly chemo or your heart checkups and so on. Yeah, and it's right across Australia. We've done over 57,000 flights now.
Gee. So when did it start?
Yeah, we kicked off in 2003. We've been building up every week.
Terrific. When you say you've got drivers too, is that people that pick them up and take them to the airport, or is it do you do some road transport as well?
No. What we do is we have the people through their health professional register for a flight.
Yep.
We organise everything, they do nothing, and we arrive at their airfield or their cattle station strip, wherever they are, pick them up in their own private aircraft, take them to the city, and there a driver, we call Earth Angels, collects them from the aeroplane, takes them into their hospital or doctor's appointment or accommodation, and then when they're finished, we do it all backwards and get them home. As soon as they're ready to go home, we take them home.
Are some of these like up and back in the day, or do you bring some down today and then take them home tomorrow, Marjorie?
Well, look, it depends. It depends on what they want, what they need. Where it's possible, we work with the medical professions to try to get them out and back in the same day. We prefer to fly them in daylight hours. We find people are more comfortable in light aircraft in daylight hours.
Yep.
So, but that all depends on the length of time they've got to stay in the city. If they need accommodation overnight and they can't get back, we'll accommodate them. We'll pay for their accommodation if we can't get them home.
Gee, it's a terrific program. And you were saying that you've got some pilot down here, I think, in Victoria. And part of the cost, apart from the cost of his time, which he donates, that he also then goes out and hires a plane as well.
He does, yeah. One of our pilots there's done over 1,500 flights for us since about 2004. And he hires a beautiful jet-powered aircraft and does more than any other pilot on our books and always has done, and he pays for that aircraft himself.
Yeah, I mean, that's a terrific donation to not only to your service but to the just general public as a whole, isn't it? I'd hate to think what it's costing him per year.
It's wonderful. Yeah, it's wonderful. And he always puts it, yeah, I don't want to think about it.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Must cost him a fortune.
I'm sure he doesn't want to think about it sometimes either, but he always puts his hands up.
Marjorie.
Yeah, he puts his hands up willingly all the time. Yeah, as do all the other pilots.
Who came up with the concept?
Well, our founder is a chap called Bill Bristow, and he was he's retired now, but he was a Brisbane businessman with his own aircraft, and he had a lot of medical friends who had aircraft, and he began to realise through them how poor was the medical services in the bush, and they were closing down oncology, obstetrics, gynecology, oncology gradually. All the clinics across Australia in the outback were closing down. So he went and had a look around the world and came back with this model after looking at what happens in other places in the world. And we modelled on one particular charity called it's an Angel Flight California, Angel Flight US. And we basically more or less followed that model. And he set it all up in his own Brisbane offices. And we've gone from there, from strength to strength, from nothing to 8,000 volunteers.
Gee. Did you find it hard to get people who are prepared to be pilots? Because, I mean, it's a fairly costly effort for those people.
These are people who are already pilots with their own aircraft.
Right, we have Marjorie back on the line, so we're going to try again. And Marjorie's from the Angel Flight, and she's the CEO. Marjorie, does it cost the people anything to use the Angel Flight, the actual patients themselves?
No, not at all, nothing at all. They don't even have to do any of the organising. So their health professional logs in, sends in a flight request, and we just take over all of the logistics. We sort out the type of aeroplane, how much space we need, how much weight we need to carry, whether it needs to be a fast aeroplane, if it's going over a long distance. And we need to know whether we need instrument-rated pilots, et cetera, if it's an area which often experiences weather, and so on. And they just sit at the end of their phone and we do all the coordination, and all they have to do is turn up to their airfield and their airplane's waiting for them. They land at the in case of Victoria, it's landing is usually at Moorabbin, might be Essendon, but usually Moorabbin, depending on where the hospital is and so on. They get out, get in their car, go to their place that they need to be. When they're finished, it's immediate. We come and pick them up and take them home.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Takes a lot of worry out of the patient's mind too, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's not only worry. It's the having to drive, for example. Some of the patients are driving up to 10 hours every 2 weeks each way for their appointments. Or if they were living near a place with jet air transport, there's not many people who can afford to pay a jet airfare every 2 weeks. So they don't have to worry about anything. They just have to turn up where they said they'd be and their aircraft is waiting, and same on the way back. No traffic in the cities. These wonderful drivers, Earth Angels, they do all that for them.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
So sit there, relax, have a nice drive, no stress. It's a wonderful service.
Particularly if you've got somebody who's has got cancer or any of those things, they don't need any more stress in their lives, do they?
No, and look, often after their treatment, they're quite ill and they don't really want to be packed into a car and driving. Same with the families who have young children going for treatment. Sometimes they have to take the whole family. There's nobody at home to look after them. And they don't want those kids who've been undergoing treatment sitting in the back of a car for 10 hours or even less or sometimes more. So it's a total seamless experience for them. No stress, no cost.
That's terrific. And again, we must mention that while it's no cost to the patients, the pilots are the ones that are carrying a lot of the costs themselves, aren't they? So it's terrific that these guys or ladies, and I guess both, are prepared to give up their time and dollars to do this great service.
That's right. We have guys and gals in both the flying arena and on the ground. The cars are the same. But what we do is we pay for the aircraft fuel, and that's where our donated money goes.
Yep.
And that's about the third of the cost of running the aircraft, not including buying it, of course.
Yep.
So they're still doing two-thirds of the running costs as well as buying the aircraft, and their time is free.
How do the listeners donate to this great cause and find out more about the organisation?
The easiest way, rather than remembering numbers and addresses, is if they just Google Angel Flight Australia. That will take them to our website. the website is very user-friendly, and they can just press a button. Do you want to know more? Do you want to be a volunteer? Do you want to donate? How would you like to help? What would you like to know about us? Here's what we do. They can just read all that on the website. We also have a Facebook page.
Yep.
And again, just Angel Flight Australia. That's all I have to remember. And then on that, we have a lot of the patient stories who come on and photos and tell us their story about how they've been helped by Angel Flight and what it means to them. So those, and there are YouTube videos of our flights and pilots and passengers. So they have access to all of that, and that's the best way to learn about what we do.
Sounds terrific. Marjorie, what would be the longest flight that you've ever done or that you've ever had to do for Angel Flight? Would you know that offhand?
Oh, yes. Look, in South Australia we get some long ones. Victoria is a bit smaller, although, of course, some of our Victorian flights, we go over to New South Wales, we go to Marimbula, we go to Hay from Moorabbin, and sometimes we go all the way out to William Creek from Victoria, from Moorabbin or and that can be 5 hours. We do long trips. We go from Adelaide up to Birdsville, for example.
I suspect the best thing you could do, as Marjorie said, go on and Google Angel Flight Australia. I think it's a terrific program, and you know, if a person's ill and has to get to Melbourne or any of the main capital cities, and that's where most of the major hospitals are. If you're sick or you're coming down for chemo and people have to be got home again, I mean, the last thing they want to be doing is driving for 4 and 5 hours to get home, whereas with this program they just get carted down, or in the car they get taken down to Moorabbin or wherever and pop on a plane and dropped home. And I think it's a terrific program. Marjorie, how long have you been involved in the organisation and what made you get involved?
Look, I've been involved since before the beginning in 2002. I was at that time president of the National Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, and I got to know Bill Bristow as he was setting it up because they were looking for pilots. So I kicked off as one of the first volunteer pilots, but I was also a barrister in the aviation law field. And so I volunteered my services as an aviation lawyer from that time onwards. In about 2015, our founder became ill himself and couldn't continue. So I jumped in as CEO. I was then, my legal practice was in Townsville, but I came down to Brisbane to help out and said, well, look, I'll stay for a year as CEO, but that was 8 years. That was 8 years ago, so I'm still there.
That happens, doesn't it?
It does. It's a good thing to do.
Marjorie, what made you take up flying in the first place, just as a pastime?
Not really. My legal practice was based in Townsville, but a lot of my work was in Cairns and Mackay, so north and south of Townsville, each of which was about a 4.5 hour drive. And I wasn't able to get jet services as frequently as I wanted, so I could get home at night to my children and my family. And so I learned to fly and bought an aeroplane, and I've had that aeroplane for 27 years. And that's what I did. I used to just go and pop in and do the morning shift, get up to court in the town I was going to, and fly home every night.
Sounds terrific.
Back again the next day. So did that for a very... Yeah. Mm-hmm. In my spare time, I did some Angel Flights as well.
Are you still the flyer yourself?
Still a pilot. Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, terrific. Mm-hmm. Marjorie, so let's just recap. I mean, it's a service for the ill, or people needing treatment to be brought to any of the sort of major hospitals, and it's free to the patients, you were saying?
Yeah, free to everyone who uses the service.
And it's and the health professional books it for them, do they?
Yeah. Look, the easiest thing to do is to tell your doctor or nurse or hospital that you'd like to go on angiofilm. They just have to register with us as a referrer, just do it once, and then subsequently all they do, every time you need to travel, they just simply put in a flight request on the computer. And we look after it from there. So you don't have to do anything else. I tell all the people, if your medical professional, your health professional doesn't know about us, tell them.
Yeah.
And if you're not able to get any joy there, ring us.
Sounds good. Marge, I'm going to have to let you go. It is dropping out down here, but that's fine. We'll get people to get on to Angel Flight Australia. It's a terrific project. Maybe for two things, maybe you know somebody that's ill that lives in the country or in the outback somewhere that, you know, it can be very testing times. It's terrific to be able to get hold of Angel Flight either through their health professional, or if their health professional doesn't know about it, you or one of their friends can get onto their Google Angel Flight Australia. It tells you there all about the program. It's no cost to the patient, and, you know, let's face it, when you're sick, the last thing you want to be doing is worrying about costs. But and I can't believe some of these pilots, you know, one has to go and actually hire a jet plane. Imagine the cost of that, yet he does it all for free. But anyway, there are some truly great people out there, so I can only recommend that you Google Angel Flight Australia and find out more about the program. We'll try and get them back maybe next year